In a sporting contest, sometimes one mistake, one lapse in concentration by an athlete can make a big difference in the outcome of the game. There was no more glaring of an example than in a football game in September of 1997. Jellicothe was hosting Maryville, and it was expected to be a good matchup in the conference opener on the second week of the season. Jellicothe was loaded with talent with an impressive 1-2 punch in the backfield, senior Justin Walter and junior Wyatt Pickering. Joe Cayley was a powerful fullback, and Burt Dickinson could keep the defense honest with the occasional pass. The veteran Hornets looked good in a Week 1 42-6 win in Mexico with Justin Walter 9 carries for 211 yards and 4 touchdowns. Michael Holder had a 60-yard pick 6 all in the first half. When Maryville came to Chillicothe on that September 12th night of 1997, some fans had a feeling this might be a special game. Both teams had 3 turnovers. Chillicothe threw an interception and lost 2 fumbles, but only had 1 penalty the entire game. Chillicothe's defense had 3 fumble recoveries, 1 each for Justin Bland, Joe Cayley, and Michael Holder. In the first quarter, Maryville had stopped Chillicothe, forcing the Hornets to punt. Instead of the usual quick kick formation, right tackle Justin Bland at 6 foot 6 inches and 300 pounds was lined up in the traditional formation, and he was a decent punter. Senior deep snapper Daniel Stevenson at 6'1 and 177 was ready to make the long snap required for a punt. Bland called for the ball and Stevenson sent it high, extremely high. The ball sailed over the top of the outstretched arms of 6 foot 6 inch Justin Bland and landed just inside the 10-yard line where Maryville recovered it for a first and goal. Maryville's Grant Sutton punched it in from the 9-yard line. The kick failed, but Maryville led 6-0. The game was a defensive struggle for the rest of the 3-plus quarters, and Maryville won the game by that 6-0 score. Chillicothe held to 70 yards rushing, 68 passing. Maryville was better on offense with 163 yards rushing and 83 yards passing. Chillicothe being shut out was a shock for the Hornet fans. It was the first shutout of Hornets football since the 1988 Show Me Bowl loss to Lutheran North, a string of 91 games without being shut out. It was the first regular season shutout loss since October 16, 1981, when they were shut out at Columbia Rock Bridge, and the first home shutout since October 5th of 1979, also against Rock Bridge. Maryville would finish the season 9-1 overall, 4-0 to win the MEC, but missed the playoffs. Jellicothe finished 11-2 overall after losing to St. Louis Country Day in the state semifinals. With KCHI Local Sports, I'm Randy Dean.